we think that there are three times, past, present and future. And do you ever think this question, where is the past? Where is it? Is it in the calendar? Can you find the past in any calendar? Any diary? The past is not anywhere. We can't find the past. It's a memory. The past is a memory. If you can remember something which happened in yesterday, then yesterday is there. If you cannot remember anything what you have done in day before yesterday, then day before yesterday is not there. So the past is a memory. And it is in your mind. It is not anywhere else. And future is same. It is not in your calendars or in your reminders. It is a plan. If you have a plan for tomorrow, then tomorrow is there. If you don't have any plan for tomorrow, then no tomorrow. But if you have a plan for day after tomorrow, then day after tomorrow is there. So future and past are just thoughts. Just thoughts. We don't understand this. Because of this misunderstanding or no understanding or wrong understanding, what we do is, whenever we remember something, we use that memory as a vehicle to go to the past. Whenever we remember something, then we use that memory, that thought, as a vehicle to go to the past. And so after that, we use that thought as a house to live in the past. So we do both. First we use memories as vehicles for time traveling to go to the past. And then we use that memory as a house to live inside of it. So we always do this. We go to the past and live in the past. And whenever an expectation or plan comes to our mind, then we use that thought as a vehicle to go to the future and live in the future. So we do same thing. Dear friends, always either we are in the past or in the future. Always we are in one of these tours, going to the past or going to the future. This makes us so busy. This makes your mind so busy. Therefore, you miss this present moment. You miss the light of the present moment, calmness of the present moment, freedom of the present moment, and space of the present moment. We all miss that. The Buddha once said this. It is in the Dhamma. If nobody is in front of you and nobody is behind you, then you can walk freely because space is there in front of you. If you want to walk faster, you can walk faster. If you want to slow down your walk, you can slow down your walk. And if nobody is behind you, then no pressure. Even if you want to stop your walk, you can stop. Nobody is behind you. Nobody makes any pressure. If nobody is in front of you and nobody is behind you, then you are so free. Same, if you do not project anything for the future and nothing is behind you, if you are living in the present, only then you can experience spacious mind. So much space. But at the moment, we can't experience such a space because these two journeys are making so much pressure. We are jammed now because of these two unnecessary tours. But fortunately, we can return to the present. Yes, we go to the past and we live in the past and we make a lot of emotions because of those past incidents. And we go to the future and we are anxious sometimes. But fortunately we can return to the present. And I met many people who are unable to return to the present. When I visit psychiatric wards, they are permanently now living in the past or living in the future. And no way to return. They lost the path, the return way. Therefore, no present for them. No present at all. And no medicine for that. I don't know any medicine is there for that. No medicine. They are in psychiatric wards forever. So, dear friends, don't disconnect yourself with the present. Why we are still able to return to the present? Because we all have at least minimum amount of mindfulness, minimum amount of awareness, sati. Because of that, we can return to the present. And if we lose that mindfulness, that minimum mindfulness, then we are unable to return. And no solution for that. So, this is the solution given by the Buddhism. Be mindful, be aware, and always be in the present. Always be in the present. You can remember your past, but remembering is a present action. It is not a past action, it is a present action. And you can make a plan for future. Making a plan is also a present action. Therefore, dear friend, it is a skill. It's a skill to be in the present. Only then you can remember your past very well without being emotional. And you can make very perfect plans for future only by living in the present. Only then you can experience spacious mind. Don't lose it and don't miss it. Thank you very much, dear friends.